What I've tried to do in a lot of the work I've done is to have a strong element of co-creation, because I think it's very important for people to get the idea that they can create things, and particularly young people, that they have this power. And I mean, we create our reality all the time anyway. Mm-hmm. And I did a thing at Woodward's where the children, I was on the way to see Santa Claus, and I had this long tunnel, and you could see these puppets being projected all the way across the parking lot. They came through the tunnel, and we had little places along the tunnel, so we're projecting on the tunnel. So when the kid came along, the puppet shadows would be animated, so they're interacting with the child. And sometimes you had the kids doing all sorts of things in combination to the puppet. And I've done a lot of sort of experimental things like this because I like to find out what works, you know. And I know that at some stage, just like the Bread and Puppet Theater, you know, in New Hampshire, they've been very good about, like, 68 ways to make these very big puppets. We have to do things like that, I mean, to document a lot of techniques. I'll show you sometime. I have this newspaper article about I forget the sort of titles that they had on it, but the titles made it sound like pretty far out stuff. But I had been invited. There was these lectures that happen every few weeks, I don't know, every month or so forth, the Vancouver lecture series. And I followed one lecture that was a new fiscal policy for Canada, and another one was sort of similar thing after me. And what's his first? Henry Elder got me there because he wanted me to shake them up. It was a plot on his part. And so I did, and I remember that evening very graphically, because I had a number of friends, like Sam Perry would be there doing his thing, and a lot of young bloods would be there. And then there'd be the regular ones who went to these, well, like the lecture that happened before and the lecture that happened afterwards. It was a little bit bewildering for them what was going on. But it was
so good. This was a lecture on a serious topic, social topic.
Well, my lecture wasn't, it was...
You were part of the series.
I was part of the series. And so my title was Puppets, Projection, POD, Nonviolent Communication, and Religion, or something like that. I mean, it was that. I sort of designed it to get some of the people there that I wanted to get. But what I was trying to do there was I was doing multi-channeling. It's where I also started to realize that younger people could handle multi-channels a lot better than a lot of older people could handle them, particularly if they hadn't been used to having them at an earlier age. And so I had projections on the ceiling, the floors, all around the whole room. They were part of it. And so the whole auditorium was changed, and they were like inside being projected on everywhere around them. And I wanted to loosen them up in different ways. I would try to get them to see differently. For example, I'd pull a button off of here and then hold it up to look for the little holes and urge them to do the same thing. So when you look through the little holes, you move it around, you see things differently than if you hadn't done that. I don't think anyone...
Through a button.
I didn't see any buttons being pulled off, but I didn't really expect to either. But I was doing things like that. And
So these were architecture students and an audience of...
Well, there was some architecture students, but there's a lot of people who were coming to this regular lecture series.